Yeah, well, indeed, very, very good news for Donegal competitors, and underlying Donegal competitors, because two in the Ulster Intermediate Cross Country just completed there within the last 20, 25 minutes. Team victories for and both the men and the women, starting with the women's, first of all. It was a team victory for Letterkenny, a really, 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 really unique team victory for Letterkenny, so really well done to them. They were just the team on duty today and the scoring team on duty today, and Nikita Burke. Then we had Nolan Scanlon, we had Shannon McGeehan, and we had Maria Mulligan. So that was a really, really good development, progressive result for them. I mean, they won the Donegal Senior, of course, and they won the Ulster Novice. I mean, this was progress and development and great result for Letterkenny in the intermediate. And indeed, Letterkenny finished third in the Masters Women, led by Fionnuala Diver. Fionnuala, a teacher in Dewey National School, just outside Balbuffet, runs at Letterkenny, of course. And she finished individually second. So, I mean, a continued good form from Fionnuala, and well done there. Letterkenny finishing third team, and the team victory to North Belfast. Indeed, North Belfast won the men's Masters team victory as well. So, good day for North Belfast. But a really, really, really good news story from Letterkenny Intermediate Women. And then, last event of the day, the Intermediate Men, the War Memorial Trophy, one of those historic trophies in Ulster athletics that everybody wants to get their hands on. And today, the people to get their hands on it were Finn Valley. You know, minus two of their lead runners. The expectations in the world of Ulster athletics would have been that Finn Valley would not have been capable of doing this, but they responded magnificently. I mean, they first of all fought off a battle with Derry Track Club, then they fought off a battle with City of Derry, and finally they fought off a battle with Acorns Athletic Club, and Acorns Athletic Club finishing in second spot. But Finn Valley, a dominant victory for them, 17 points to spare, and the link with the team coach here, the link historically here is in 1978 when Valley won it for the very first time in the history of that particular club. Mark Connolly was on the scoring team. Today he was the team coach. So you can understand a lot of jubilation there. That scoring Finn Valley team, they were led by Mark McPaul. Then there was Seamus O'Donnell, there was John McInhill, there was Shane Gallagher, there was Shane McNulty, and James McFadden and Shane McNulty. So it was a great, great all-round, total dominance by the Donegal clubs, Letterkenny and Finn Valley. A really good news story. So Donegal clubs coming across the border, Brexit or no Brexit, with the spoils.
Okay, Patsy, so a good day today. And of course, there's action to come tomorrow as well. There's junior and under 23 in Athlone, and there'll be a number of North West competitors hoping for more success there.
Well, yes, absolutely. And, you know, that's something I'm very excited about, because tomorrow we have this young squad that's been developing over a number of years, that have been performing both internationally underage, and now they're at under 20 and under 23 level, age group level. And I expect medals, and I expect performances, and I expect possibly Donegal senior records tomorrow from this young group of athletes that are travelling tomorrow morning to Athlone. So I'm looking forward to bringing you a very positive report on the Indoor National Junior and Under 23 Championships from Athlone tomorrow. So fingers crossed everything works out well. But today has been, to begin the weekend, today has been an excellent start to the weekend.
And just finally, Patsy, just a note on last night. You were at the Mount Errigal for the 41st Donegal Sports Star Award. You were the guest of honour, and a very proud night for you to be asked to be the guest of honour, but a very enjoyable one as well.
A very long night, but a very enjoyable night, and so many sports involved, and so many, you know, people going home delighted with themselves and, you know, excited about the night. So, look, well done to the organising committee. A lot of work put in behind the scenes, supported by Donegal County Council, of course, and everything was, you know, 10 out of 10 in every respect. And, of course, Sinead Jennings, as we anticipated, overall, with her children on stage. And it was a lovely scene and a lovely occasion. So well done to her.